The national debate over oil development took an unusual turn on an Idaho highway early this morning. For nearly 3 hours, members of the Nez Perce tribe blocked the passage of a giant water evaporator headed for the oil sands of Alberta, Canada. Correspondent Jessica Robinson reports from the scene of the protest.
More than 100 members of the Nez Perce tribe, along with environmental activists, stretched across the highway at the border of the tribe's reservation. They attempted to stop a 250-foot-long, two-lane-wide shipment they say is illegal. Oregon-based shipper Omega Morgan decided to move the so-called megaload through a protected area of Idaho over objections from the U.S. Forest Service. Silas Whitman is the chairman of the Nez Perce tribe.
Well, I don't look at this as a symbolic issue. Otherwise, we just issue a press statement, put up a few signs, and just let it go. No, it just, we've run out of time and initiatives. So that leaves us with disobedience, civil disobedience.
Whitman was among more than a dozen people arrested overnight. The megaload is scheduled to travel across Nez Perce ancestral land and a wild and scenic corridor in the coming days. I'm Jessica Robinson, outside Lewiston, Idaho.